Appreciate the service today. Appreciate what our heart's been made to feel. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Appreciate the peace. We're going to read some, Lord willing, out of the book of Daniel. The second chapter. You know, a service like this is a little strange to some folks. But I'm glad it's not strange to a child of God. I'm not in a strange place this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I really do. We're going to read you some. Might be all we do, but we're going to read you some. I appreciate the service today. And I do appreciate the peace that I have deep down my heart, deep down my soul. 1982. I'd never set foot in this church. We came up here one night, me and a preacher friend. He said y'all was having revival. I didn't know. Anyway, we pulled up in the yard and there wasn't nobody here. We sat here a while and about figured out they wasn't going to have a meeting. He said, they're having no crossroads. He said, we'll run over there. We was done late wherever we was going. I was about 25 after 7. We pulled up over there and we threw that little old road and he met one of the members at his church and he was on the road, side of the road there mowing. And anyway, they told him, he said, where are you headed? And he said, we're going over here at Crossroads. And he said, they ain't having a meeting. It was already about 15 to 8. he told him, he said, now, he said, y'all want to go? He said, I think they start at 8 o'clock. He said, y'all won't be too late. You want to go across the mountain over to Happy Valley. So I never had been to Mountain View. I never had been to Happy Valley either. We come here in third week in June 1982, ran a revival, Brother Emmett Burgess. First time I'd ever set foot in this church. And some of them was talking about the elders. And they was quite a few elders in this church. Now, the only person that I actually knew, and I only knew him because he was a preacher, that was coming to Mountain View at that time was Crafton Dover. Only person I know. Actually know. The first week in August, on a Tuesday night, Stoner Chapel was having revival. And one of the deacons had called me on Monday night and asked, would it be all right if we just had a little talk after church down at Stoner's? And they were several came down that night, and they told me what was on their hearts and their minds, and just wasn't long they called me to pastor here, Mountain View Baptist Church. As in 82. And there's a lot gone in 82. Cody said something about his cultivating. Now, whether you have it or not, whether you like it or not, there comes a time when you have to put away childish things. Most definitely. There's times you have to take hold of the plow. Because you keep waiting on somebody else to do it, and you know what happened? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. There's things that's been handed down, and some of them have been handed down from family to family. Some of you may feel obligated to come because your family come years ago. I hope that ain't the reason you're coming. You know why some of them elders was coming to the house of God? They had something. They had a want to.
Bless them, Lord.
They had a desire. They did. I can tell you they did. And them folks that's gone on, they become our family. We had three children. And they was like stair steps. And they was all young. And the people around Mountain View just took us in. Took us in. Helped us. They cultivated around us. They did. Absolutely. And that began something in my life. It may not mean anything to anybody else, but that began something in my life that I'll never forget. You may not know it, but you called you a pastor Wednesday night. And I'll gladly say that I appreciate Mountain View Baptist Church more than you'll ever know. And not just because I'm here, you've had a place in my heart ever since 1982. We've had some good times. So if there's anything that I could say this morning that hopefully might encourage you, just I'd have to be about like Moses when he told his brother-in-law, and it actually was his brother-in-law, said, come go with us. For the Lord has spoken good things concerning Israel. And he has. He has. I don't know altogether what we'll say or do today. I'm one sense of the way, I'm pretty full. In another sense of the way, I don't know. I just don't know. I have a great desire to try to preach to you this morning. That the Lord give us. But I gotta find it. So you bear with us. You just bear with us. I went over to Lakeview. Lakeview, I believe it was, the other night. And Brother John was preaching, and he run across something that has stuck with us. But now, that ain't what I'm going to preach on. I thought, well, that's what I'll get to use, but I haven't used that yet. You're going to have to bear with me just a minute. I believe it's in the second chapter of Daniel. I'm trying not to read you the whole chapter just to find it, but I believe that's where it's at. I'm going to start with the 36th verse. Now, this has to do the very, I ain't going to read the very first of it, but it has to do with the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. and of that of Daniel, giving him the interpretation of the dream and what was going on. And so we'll start about the 36th verse. I don't know. It's just very peaceful here today, and I appreciate that from the depths of my heart. I may not do anything, but I'm going to read you just a little bit here. Second chapter, book of Daniel, starting with the 36th verse. Says, "This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings. For the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beast of the field, and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of the potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, "Of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret." Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a little scripture, and I don't feel this morning would stand very long as far as that of our part, but I want you to think for just a little bit. The Bible says here, and you can go back into the first part, and you'll find that of the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, and it worried him, and it astonished him. He could not tell of the dream. He didn't know what was actually going on, but Daniel was able to interpret that of the dream. And he saw that of this great image, and then he saw that of a stone hewed out of a mountain. And the Bible says here that it came rolling through Babylon. That's what the song begins to say, and it tells you about this stone, brethren, that rolled through Babylon. Now, I want to talk to us just a little bit, if the Lord being our helper, my friend, not altogether about this dream or not altogether about that of which has happened here. He said part of it was iron and part of it clay, and the strength and the honor and the glory, and some of it was of gold and some of it was of brass. And brethren, it had power. But it said then there this stone came through and it broke down all the kingdoms of this world. That's what I want to talk about. You think about it for just a minute. You might think, well, preacher, that was back in Daniel's day, and there ain't nothing like that going to happen in our day. Can I tell you something? Brethren, he told him that he had an interpretation, and he told him that he saw another kingdom. Another kingdom that was set up, my friend. And he said, it shall never end. It shall be forever. Brethren, we're in the day, my friend, that Daniel was talking about, what Nebuchadnezzar had saw, and we're in that kingdom. Yes, we are. Brethren, there's not anybody, there's not any kingdom, there's not anything in this world that you can compare to the kingdom of God. It's real, brethren, and it's full of mercy this morning. Yes, it is. You've seen. You may not know, you may not understand, brethren, but you've seen what happens in the kingdom of God this morning. Yes, you have. Peace. Peace. Thank God my peace I give unto you. Woo! Brethren, there ain't nothing no greater than the peace of God today. No, there's not. Of this kingdom there shall be no end. I believe the writer says over in the book of Isaiah, he said, and of this government and of this peace, my friend, there shall be no end. Huh? There shall be no end. Brethren, you're not gonna overthrow the kingdom of God. You can't do it. Brethren, it's already, brethren, been tried. Yes, it has. Brethren, and there's not anything in this world, brethren, that'll overcome the kingdom of God. I can't help what you think. I can't help what you've heard. Brethren, there's so many things going on in this world today. There's so many kingdoms. Brethren, but there ain't but one God today. Just one. Brethren, and his kingdom still standing. His kingdom. Brethren, Daniel knowed the interpretation of this because of his God. Because God give him the interpretation.
brethren, of what was going on in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. Brethren, and he showed him God had all power. He said he had put Nebuchadnezzar in charge. Yes, sir, over that of the kingdom. Even that over the beast of the field. Brethren, in all that of which he showed him that stood. Brethren, the gold, the brass. Brethren, in all the iron and all that was clay. He talked about and he told him. He said, all these things, brethren, shall be crumbled by the stone that shoot out of the mountain. We're living in 2022. And brethren, there's kingdoms on every hand. Do you know that? These people, my friend, that set them up palaces. Yes, sir. These people that set them up, my friend, things. And they say that God blessed them with it. And the truth of it is, brother, God don't even know them today. You listen. Brethren, these things that men, brethren, have said, I know. Right down there in the desert where we live, my friend, you can go within a 2 or 3 mile stretch. Brethren, and they have set up, my friend, church after church. I could say at least 10. If not 15, my friend, within a 2 or 3 mile stretch, brethren, God ain't the author of confusion. Do you know that? These folks today, my friend, says, well, I believe. My friend, you can't believe with the mind. You can't believe, my friend, with just what you think with. My friend, it comes through the heart. Brethren, if it's not of the heart, brethren, it's in vain this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, when they throwed the 3 Hebrew boys in the flames, brethren, did you know that Nebuchadnezzar believed in God? He knowed something about God. And he asked them 3 boys, he said, is thy God able to deliver thee? He knowed they believed in God. Do you know that? The God. Yes, sir. Think about it. Brethren, this man, he had charge and he had made a great image. He said, just bow down to it. Ain't that what the world says today? Ain't that what people's doing today? Brethren, I'm going to be honest with you. In that day, it's just like it is today, my friend. He said, if they say Christ is here, lo, Christ is there. He said, go not after him. Is that what he said? Go not after him. He said they would deceive the very elect if it were possible. And I'm going to be honest with you, it ain't possible. It ain't possible, my friend, to deceive the very elect. You hear me? It ain't, why did he say that they'd be deceived if it were possible? It ain't possible. No, sirree. Brethren, God's elect, my friend, they might venture off about that far. You hear me? They might venture off about that far, but brethren, it won't be far. They'll be right back in the saddle where they belong. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. You say, preacher, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. My friend, there ain't but one thing to do. That's just correct it. Thank God and get up and live for Him. Daniel, my friend, didn't have a problem living for God in Babylon. You hear me? You hear me? These people today, my friend, have a problem living in this world. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't have a problem living for God in Babylon. Brethren, they has carried captivity. Thank God they still remembered their God today. You've heard the old saying, what's done in Vegas stays in Vegas. Hogwash. Huh? God knows you. Old Fred Coker, my friend, said he'd get with you in a foxhole. Over yonder. Glory to God. God knows exactly where you've been. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I'd live for God and I just can't do it. Can't, never could do anything. You ever heard that? Huh? Can't, never did. Huh? Had never been able to. No, sirree. I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, if you're a child of God, it'd be hard to get rid of you today. Do you know that? These people said, I just don't get fed over there no more. I got news for you. Some of you ain't back at the table. Huh? You smell it, thank God, but you ain't eating it. Glory to God! There's something for us all to do. Daniel, my friend, was not a man above a man. Do you know that? What do you mean, preacher? He wasn't no better than anybody else. No, he wouldn't. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't either. No, sirree. They was four young men that was taken into captivity that purposed in their heart, brethren, not to be defiled. Brethren, you will have to purpose in your heart or you will be defiled. That ain't all. You'll follow after every little old thing that hollers. Woo! Yeah, you will. Preacher, not me. Yes, you. Yes, you. If you don't stay, brethren, where you're supposed to be between you and the Lord, brethren, you're headed for trouble. Brethren, and trouble will find you. Yes, it will. Did you know, if you read through Daniel or anywhere else as far as that's concerned, you don't hear very much about those other young men. Preacher, what other young men? That's what I'm talking about. You don't hear much about them, but you hear about four. Huh? Four wasn't all they had, boys. They had hundreds. Hundreds of them. Yes, sir. They was trying, yes, they was trying to make them some wise men out of them young men. Do you know that? They're trying to make them some wise men. Brethren, they got four wives, and they stayed with God, my friend. That's where the wisdom come from.
The kingdom of God, there is no end. The kingdom of God, there is no end. There's things, my friend. Listen to me. You say, preacher, you really believe that? I sure do. I sure do. Brethren, it's our faith that separates us from this world. Yes, sir. Why, preacher, they can make it, I'm going to make it. It don't help them out of way. It does not. Brethren, it doesn't matter. I don't care how good you are. I really don't. I don't care how good you live. Brethren, if God's dealing with you, you need to submit unto Him. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. There's things, my friend, there's things in this world that are corrupt. Do you know that? They're corrupt. Brethren, and they'll corrupt you, and they'll corrupt everything around you. Amen. Don't give them an inch. Amen. Don't give them a height. Don't give them anything. Amen. Brethren, just hold on to God. See if He won't deliver you. He'll do it. He'll do it. We hear so many times today. Yes, we do. We hear so many times today. Why, preacher, our young people got so much to contend with. You ever heard that? You ever heard that? I'm going to tell you something. I played sports most of my life. Enjoyed it. My kids played it. You know who you have problems out of? It ain't them 5-6-year-olds running around there. No, they ain't a problem. It's that mom and that daddy. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's where you have your problem, my friend, is that what they want. Huh? What they want. Yes, sir. A lot of them wanted that, my friend, because they wasn't able to do it when they come up. You hear me? Think about it. And we push and we push and we push them out in the world. They get about 17, 18, 19 year old and you don't see them. Huh? Huh? Why, preacher? Because we pushed them. Yes, sir. We pushed them into an unfriendly world, huh? That didn't care nothing about them. Preacher, you need to get on to us this morning. I ain't getting on to you. I'm just telling you, my friend, there's still a kingdom that ain't going to be no end. Forever. It's established. It is established. Do you know why? I'm not going back. You know, I can't live 1982 no more. I can't live there. Brethren, I can't live 96 no more. No, sir, I can't even live in 2021. I can't live the first part of 2022 over. Right. Can't do it. Glory to God. You've got to get a hold of an anchor. Thank God and hold on. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Did you know if you've got a boat, if you got a ship or whatever, did you know you have to have an anchor big enough to hold it? I've been in a little old John boat. Throw out them little old concrete anchors. The wind gets blowing just right and you're just floating away. You want to fish here and you way off down yonder. You know why? The anchor ain't big enough. Huh? Ain't strong enough. Ain't big enough to hold you. You say, preacher, I ain't got an anchor. You better get an anchor. Brethren, you gonna need it! You gonna need it! To
overcome this world. Yes, you are. Brother, you'll not overcome by your own strength. No, you won't. Brother, it takes help from the Lord. It takes something inside of you that you got, my friend, but you're going to have to feed it every now and again. Do you know that? It's just like your body. My friend, you get weak. Yes, you do. You get weak. What do? You normally try to go get some nourishment. Yes, sir. You normally try to get a hold of something, my friend, that'll give you a little stamina. That'll give you a little awakeness. Brethren, the Bible says, awake out of thy sleep. My friend, it's high time, my friend, that you serve the Lord. Brethren, God's still in control of this thing. Amen. Yes, He is. There's things, my friend, there's peoples, there's nations, there's kingdoms. I know what I'm talking about. These folks, my friend, that lights the big lights. Do you know that? These folks, my friend, that wants you. My friend, they want you to know for a surety that they're the one that done it. Do you know that? Yes, they are. There's folks, my friend. We had a big football player come down there and work for us a little while. He had the big Super Bowl ring, whole 9 yards, and they was all running around there like they was worshiping him. One day he done something and I wrote him up. And my own boss come to me and said, "What'd you write him up for?" I said, "I'd write anybody else up. But if they hadn't have done it, what's the difference?" He said, "Well, he's a football player. Didn't you know he can leave?" I said, "He ain't doing nothing no way. You hear me? Do you hear me? He wanted to be known and treated that way." Preacher, you are not done that. You listen. Brethren, man ain't no king. Oh, man ain't no king. Who was it? Herod spoke one day. Brethren, and it pleased the people, and the people, they said, "Why, this is God." Huh? And Herod didn't give him due. You know what the book says? It said the worms devoured him. Is that not right? The worm. You say, "Preacher, I don't know about all that, brother." He didn't give God the glory, my friend. You remember the 10 that was cleansed? How many come back? Huh? One? 1 out of 10? Brethren, the kingdoms of this world, they're going to be destroyed. They're going to fall down, my friend, at the stone. Yes, sir. At the stone. We've got a kingdom, my friend, that is forever. Amen. You're in the midst of something, my friend, that'll last forever. It ain't never gonna run out. No, it's not. Preacher, I'd like to be a part of that. You know, you can come and get a verse of a song. I told you I wasn't gonna stand very long. You know, Nebuchadnezzar stayed in trouble. Do you know that? He did. He stayed in trouble. He was a dreamer too. God showed him things. But he could never figure out what was going on. He saw a big tree. That was after all this. He saw a big tree.
And brethren, it growed, spread out its boughs, boughs. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the bough of the tree. Spread it out, said all the beasts of the field come and shaded under it. He said, then they cut that tree down. This is his dream. He said, then a lot of sprouts. Just a lot of sprouts come up, didn't he? But it troubled him. He couldn't interpret it. His men couldn't interpret it. Bible said that Daniel, when he got around there to Daniel, he asked him, he told him the dream, and Daniel told him the interpretation. He said, Nebuchadnezzar, he said, that big tree is you. Exactly what he told him. He said, and the Lord has give you, in other words, authority over all the province. Said, all the people, in other words, is under your bow. Yes, sir. He said, when thou wast cut off, he said, he told Nebuchadnezzar, he said, break off thy sin by doing right. Yeah. Break off thy sin by doing right. He said, it shall be the lengthening of thy tranquility. Hear me. 1 year, 1 year later. Can I ask you something this morning? I'm just going to. Might as well be plain with you. You remember that message that got a hold of you? You remember that message? You know which one I'm talking about. That and it got a hold of you. And you went for quite a while. There's no boy up yonder at Tails Creek. We ran a revival up there. This has been several years ago. That young man was, I can tell you where he sat. He sat number two on the last bench on this side. That's where he sat. All week long. We had two or three saved that week, but this young man, they come around at the end of the week and they come around and shake hands with the preacher and what have you. And he come around, they shook my hand. And he said, I want you to know that I've enjoyed this week. And I knowed he was in trouble. I know the Lord had dealt with him. The Lord touched him. Do you know that? A year had passed. And I was running revival somewhere else. Got in late. Probably got in bed about 11:30, I believe. Phone rung about 11:45. And I went and picked it up. They said, Randy? I said, yes, sir. He said, you don't remember me. And he hesitated, and I said, well, I might. He said, well, I was over at Tails Creek last year. He said, your message got me.
Yeah,
no. I said, the Lord got you. Well, I want to tell you that the Lord saved me tonight. A year.
Amen.
A year. You hear me? You remember that message that got you?
Yeah.
You might not have carried it a year. You might not have carried it 2 weeks. You might not have carried it 2 minutes. But, brother, you remember the one that got you. I believe that. Nebuchadnezzar, 1 year later, you know what he done? He got up. He went out on the balcony. He looked over the whole province. And he said, look, see what my hands have made, what we've done. And you know what happened to him? A message come back to him. And the Bible says that the Lord sent him out. Sent him out. We're talking about the king, folks. Sent him out. Eat grass like an ox. Yes, sir. Hairs on his body begin to grow like feathers. Yes, sir. Got down on all fours and carried about. His nails become claws. Did they not? Until seven times passed over him. Seven times passed over him. You know God had mercy on him. God had mercy on Nebuchadnezzar. The Bible says that he came to himself and he recognized who God was. Recognized who God was. And then, brethren, his sanity began to come back to him. Did it not? You recognize who God is in your life. Your life. You see, my friend, what you've been missing. You've been missing. You've been missing. I'm honest. Leroy said it this morning. Where could you go and find what we found this morning? Preacher, I didn't find anything. I didn't see anything. It's because you're not one of us. You hear me? Brethren, it's not hard. I know exactly what he's talking about. I did. I know exactly. Such a peace. Such a peace. Brethren, and peace passed by this morning. I don't know where it'll abode with you or not. But brethren, it'll abide in the house. You know that? That receives it. It will. It'll abide in the house. It's just like them disciples when he sent them out over there. He said, if the word abide in there, said, you can stay. Said, if it don't, said, you just leave. Shake their dust off as a witness against them. You know, you don't have to be a preacher to believe the Bible. You hear me? You don't have to be a deacon. No, you don't. Brother, you want to talk about meeting, my friend. We have meeting around here and a lot of y'all just here. Preacher, I wouldn't have said that. It's just a fact. It's just a fact. The kingdom of God will never end. It shall be forever. I'm not saying that because, brethren, I'm here today. I'm saying that because that's what that word right there teaches. It ain't gonna end. There's no end. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Did you know there's no end in Christ? Think about it. There's no end in Christ. He didn't come set up a kingdom, my friend, for it to end. He come set up a kingdom that would last forever. And it came down, folks. It most certainly did. They sung a song this morning about peace and talking about peace coming down. Thank God it did. Thank God it did. I'm glad to know peace. Peace. Glory, just like a river today. It'll flood your soul. It will. Remember the Lord. Come and seek the Lord. And you'll find some peace. You'll find peace for your soul. While we stand, sing a verse of song.